Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm a bitch, I'm a boss, I'm a bitch and a boss, I'm a shine like glass, I'm a bitch, I'm a boss, I'm a bitch and a boss, I'm a shine like glass, I'm a bitch, I'm a boss, I'm a bitch and a boss, I'm a shine like glass, I'm a bitch.
I'm a bad bitch, season 7. Here we go, here we go.
Does here Nick- we go, here we go.
I was stop! I'm giving you the beat.
It's too fast. Now that just sounds like a fucking beat.
Walk in a house, you see me. I got heels, I'm gonna do me. Do me, do me, do me. I sell houses.
That is definitely the name of one of these songs. I'm a do me. I think you could write one of these songs with ChatGPT so easily.
So easily. Very easy.
Like, it's a great day, sun shining, I'm a boss, world's not ready for me.
Well, no, can't touch me.
Can't stop me now, all those bitches better die.
Haters beware.
Yes.
Mama don't care.
It's laughable.
I'm a do me.
I'm a do me.
That's the chorus. Haters beware.
I'm a do me.
I don't care. I'm a do me.
I think that is the single that I need to write. I think this is the season. I don't know why I'm volunteering to do this.
You're not going
to
do it.
I think this is the season that I finally write the theme song for this show.
That's a lot of OG sissies, they just screamed in their car. Yeah, still waiting for that musical episode.
And you will keep waiting. This is Selling Sunset Season 7 and other S words.
It is. What is the title? Did it have S's in it? I didn't get this. I got
the Real Estate Apocalypse.
I don't like that title for this.
I don't know if they asked you.
It is the first time on Selling Sunset that they actually talk about the housing market on the show.
That the economy, that we're not in a magical world of Los Angeles where problems that don't exist, mm-hmm. like the pandemic never happened in this Los Angeles.
Never happened in this Los Angeles.
In this area of Sunset where the O Group is, and Valo and Mr. Chow's, mm-hmm. none of that even happened.
None of it happened. None of it. I mean, so, you watched the prior seasons, but I don't think I've been watching since season 5 or 4 of this show.
I think we've been covering it since season 5.
And I think I watched 4 to prepare.
Yeah.
And 4 through 6, they never talked about the economy. I don't know if they did in the first season either.
No. But now,
weird.
Y'all,
it was weird. It like almost took me out of the I didn't want them to.
That's part of the.
It
that's
took
part
me out of the magic of the show.
It's part of the show. Is everything shiny
hear about
and beautiful?
Interest rates and taxes, Mary. No. Shut up.
But now we're in the grapes of wrath. Now the old man just went over to the woman and suckled her teat because that's the only money he has, and. Jason is singing, "Once I had a railroad, made it run. Mm-hmm. Brother, can you spare a dime?"
Did the man suckle a woman's breast in Grapes of Wrath?
Yes.
I don't remember that part.
Yeah. I thought it was a baby, or a child, and someone reminded me it's even sadder. It's an old man. This is Sally Sunset.
Wow. Y'all, if you're listening, this is a, oh no, Poodle's got allergies, y'all. Oh God.
Bless I'm doing him. The best I can.
I think he needs an alien abduction and they just take you and just reprogram your immune system.
I would love that.
So this is
take me now, aliens, please.
Please probe him.
Please, take my wife,
you need a
please.
Shirt that says ready to be probed with an alien face on it. This is a public feed show because this is normally on our RG Plus at the $5 tier. And but we're giving you a try before you buy. So here you go.
The first taste is always free. And then it ain't.
Usually is with Piano Cap.
Mm-hmm.
Usually is. I don't think we have any more announcements or anything because who fucking cares? We're talking about Selling Sunset.
This is November where you are getting.
We don't know yet.
I'm
we're recording
around.
This early.
It's messy. I'm not sure.
We haven't even had Slutty Halloween yet.
Did I posted in our Sissy Squad in our Facebook group. We have fun in there. Join our Facebook group. I posted that some of the ads that I'm getting.
They're disgusting.
I got to stop. Got to turn my phone off when I'm piano catting because
boy.
I got the sluttiest vampire costume.
The sluttiest.
It's just a wrestling singlet.
It is. With fangs and then a little cape, jaunty
That's,
cape.
That is not a vampire costume.
No.
That is saying I'm going to go out on Santa Monica Boulevard, pretend to be a vampire, and I'm going to get fucked in 15 minutes.
Yeah, some dark shad hose shit. Yeah, so your November, you're getting...
I've been thinking like stuffed and basted.
Sissy said basted. I enjoyed that.
I like
that.
Basted.
I like it sounds disgusting. It's better than glazed.
Or stuffed and trussed like a Thanksgiving bird.
Oh, that's true.
It's a little BDSM-y.
Yeah, that's true. Stuffed, trussed, and basted?
Too much.
I kind of like it.
No.
See? So by the time this airs, you'll know what you are. But right now...
Right. Just know that in November, you're still getting pumped full of our content.
Can we just do this? Can we just go... And over that, Christina will relay an AI voice that
yes.
will say, stuffed, bust, and come whole.
Whatever.
Or whatever we decide on. Anyway.
Full of yams.
Full of yams. Poodle. Okay. Well, we're going to jump in the episode, but real quickly, what did
Here's
we
Here's
what
you missed. If you said, I didn't watch season six.
You don't have to.
First of all, you just needed to know that Nicole was introduced. Even though she's been around for 10 years, Nicole's twitchy.
They're going to talk about it. That's the thing, too, y'all. If you didn't watch before, they're going to talk about all
it's
of
like
this
a soap
like
opera.
A soap opera. So you don't have to see any of that.
There was a lot of drama between Nicole and Chriselle. Chriselle accused Nicole of being on drugs,
mm-hmm.
and she went and got a drug test.
Which made Mary just completely just freak out.
Because, y'all, they all do drugs. That's the thing. That when Chriselle called that out, everyone's face at the table was like, oh my God, is she going to tell everyone I do drugs?
I don't think Amanda does drugs. I think she just smokes pot.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, she did all that shit. She's like, no thanks.
Jason is with Mary Lou. Sorry, Marie Lou.
Marie Lou. Hello, Marie Lou. Goodbye. Score.
So she's actually German. So it's Hartz.
Oh, it's Hartz. I thought she was Hartz. French. Whatever.
No.
It's all European to me. I'm a dumb American.
I won't agree with you. I won't disagree with you there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Chriselle is with G Flip.
Lover. G Flip.
Them.
I'm sorry, them. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. G Flip and Chriselle were on Channy. They did a
were
YouTube
they?
Video with Channy, a reading. It was great. Y'all know I love me some Channy.
I want to get Chriselle on the show. How do we do that?
I don't. Did you see that Ryan Bailey interviewed Alex Hall? All these people from Selling the OC.
I think
Pauly.
I think he's more reputable than us.
Well, if he got him, why can't we?
I think it's better if we don't interview lots of people. We stick to our lane.
You fuck things up.
I just don't. That's not what we do.
It's not.
Interviews are special. I would interview Chrishell because we have like we have the LGBT connection.
You know who I would interview? Who I really like? Brie.
I love her.
Brie. I love them all.
I'm all. Brie, by the way, was the new agent, and Chelsea and her have had quite a blow up about Chelsea's strange obsession with how her marriage works to Nick Cannon.
It's none of fucking Chelsea's business.
Or I should say her relationship. She's not married to Nick Cannon.
Chelsea's got to watch this glass house she's building for herself.
I know.
Because one day it's going to crack and it's going to be rough.
And it's like, it feels, even though she's not, it feels super provincial for her to talk like that in Los Angeles.
It does.
Where everyone's relationships are like open and you're right. It's
and
like
it's
glass
not like
houses.
She's from a super conservative.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I think she did say she comes
are
from.
Are we recording?
Oh, God.
Just a second.
She comes from African parents. So that may have had something
That's
to do
true.
With it, with the idea of how marriage is supposed to be. But it does feel a little judgmental. Not that it doesn't feel right for the show and who Chelsea is.
I know.
So there, I know. That's been those were the big conflicts. Also, y'all, Chrishell and Mary are on the rocks.
Well, they weren't on the rocks. I guess I feel like they're more on the edge of the rocks. They didn't have a falling out, but they had kind of like a, where are we?
They're in a shallow bay.
Yes. Yes. Shallow bay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Where that could be rocky on the bottom.
That could be rocky or could be a gay porn set. I don't know.
What?
I've never seen gay porn where they're fucking on like a little cove.
No.
Seen beach gay porn?
Jesus Christ.
You sound terrible.
Thank
I'm
you.
Just kind of keep going and trying to avoid it. But it's like I'm doing a podcast with someone who, like, I came to visit you in the retirement home.
Yeah.
And you've been...
I've got a tissue in my sleeve.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
That's what it feels like today. I'm doing the best I can, y'all. Because our schedule is such that we can't just take days off for my fragile allergic
can't
system.
Can't do that. Anything
anyway,
else?
Let's move on. Where's Timey?
Oh, you turned on time. Okay, this is it. Let's go. Walking in the house. My name's Bree, because I'm going to do me.
I'm a do me.
Okay, so y'all, we get the initial. If you haven't watched this show before, we often call this show. What is the name? Will you think the title should be, Poodle?
People talking about conversations they've had with other people in houses that aren't theirs.
There we go. It's too long, so they just decided to call it Selling Sunset.
Mm-hmm.
So, y'all,
I'm sorry. The only thing I have in my head right now has been 3 days. It's been the Jardiance jingle. I'm in the dome. This is easy to see. Okay. I'm lowering my A1C.
Something's gotta happen.
Once daily Jardiance.
Okay, I don't. They're not a sponsor. They're not a sponsor.
I know. I hate the song.
Well, then I don't need to hear it.
And I think she's a little too happy. I'll move on. I'm sorry. I just needed to get it out.
Yeah,
you
need to get it in.
I'm working on that.
So, y'all, if you're here for us to talk about the houses, you're in the wrong podcast.
I agree.
We don't give it. There actually was. We watched episodes 1 and 2, so we might get some episode 2 spoilers.
Oh, that house. Like,
for the first time, I was
end,
interested in a house and Selling Sunset.
That was a Frank Lloyd Wright pupil.
Exactly.
And that strange cowboy-like man at the
very
end, James Goldstein. So Brie, y'all, this has Amanza and MR over. And so y'all remember, in the accessories line, we've had, rest in peace, Christine Quinn.
The show hasn't
been the same.
I know.
The show hasn't been the same.
We mourned her last season. We can't bring this up, or we can't bring up old wounds. You're just going to get sad.
I am sad.
Because I know she is your idol. We did get...
She's aspirational for
in
me.
A reference. It wasn't a chair purse, but a Monza does have a purse
that's what I'm saying.
That's just a basketball.
So y'all...
It's not even a purse.
Christine's chair purse walked so a Monza's basketball could run.
Could bounce. Yeah.
Nothing will ever match the chair purse, but when I saw that that basketball on a chain, I went, you're standing on shoulders, basketball.
You are basketball. You are.
We need to remember our history.
We do, our herstory.
And then at one point, Bree just takes a hot Cheeto and eats it out of her Birkin bag. And I said, this is why I love this show, for weird shit like this.
It's weird shit
that
like
seem... Y'all, this show is scripted within a motherfucking inch of its life.
Yes.
And a little unscripted moment like this that I'm sure wasn't in there.
No.
Makes me so delighted.
I love Brie.
Me too. And she was supposed to be the kind of evil one.
Mm-hmm.
And by no means is she. No. I love her.
She doesn't want to fuck shit up.
I love her.
Well,
she does want to fuck shit up, but in a good way.
In a good way. That's true. So they're all talking, and basically they're setting up.
There's news. There's news. Gather around, for I have news.
There's news that Jason followed Chrishell to Australia.
And y'all, this is done in the most stilted way possible.
It felt literally, it was like we'd get a scene of them in Australia. Cut back to then. It was very indicating of, and then I think they were on a boat in Australia. Show Jason and Chrishell on a boat in Australia. And then I think they were talking about real estate. Show them talking
Y'all,
about real estate.
If a show like this, if you think this is so fake, I can't watch this. If you think this is not, if you don't revel in the fakeness, this show's not for you. And which I'm completely okay with. But this show is... candy that rots your teeth. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Every time it comes around this year, it's selling sunset time, and I know I'm going to be a little sick by the end. But I'm fine with
it. That's how you go.
So yeah, they were in Australia.
Jason and Brett and Chrishell, G-Flip, they are rehearsing that night. And also Marilu is there. And
boy, they're going to work real hard to make Marilu a cast member
this
season.
She does not want to be on this show.
Well,
she got really talked into this. She is doing this for that Oppenheimer bucks.
I think she is.
Oppenheimer, I mean.
Every time I look at her, all I see is like old pictures of like Eva Braun, like Hitler's mistress.
Oh, okay. I don't know who that is, but sure. Wow. Okay.
Like, she could have been like just a black and white photograph.
That's all right. That's
and she has the same effect. I don't like it when Chrishell will not hug me. The bunker is cold.
Which, now that I know, I thought she was French. Now that I know
she's... No, she's German.
I don't believe that. German people don't want you to be nice to them. They don't care.
No, Germans... Actually, you will never really know how a German feels about you. It is, everything is kind of like half sarcastic and half slightly insulting, but then they'll say, no, I wasn't being mean. I don't know why you were saying that.
Yeah.
You'll never really know.
You'll never really know.
And their sense of humor is all based on shit and farts.
I need to date somebody from Germany.
And they have huge cocks.
Sold.
So... Y'all, we are the only thing, that just Australia, just know that it seems like Jason and Chrishell are still overly friendly and familiar, and Marilu is going to have problems with this.
And also, it seems even the Emma and Brie and Amanda say, that was Jason's love of his life, Chrishell.
Yes.
Y'all, they didn't stay together because Jason didn't want to have kids.
Right.
So,
instead he got another child who's 20.
Instead he got a kid. Yes, exactly. So, but it seems, at least in the editing, very obvious that Jason still has feelings for her.
Yep.
All right.
So, Mary and Nicole are talking.
This is where we're hearing, y'all, about real world. The market is slow. And, oh, man, if you buy a $5 million house, you get taxed more.
The mansion tax.
Nah.
hey, if we ever get wealthy, we're going to be complaining about the mansion tax too. So
if
shut up.
If I'm able to buy a $5 million home, I am happy to pay the taxes on that. What a blessing.
Cut to when you, if you ever get money, you're going to be the worst Republican.
I'm not. You are. You're worse. I don't mind.
No, I won't.
I don't mind paying my fair share.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Mm-hmm. Now, parking tickets make me angry.
So there's not a lot here. And just knowing that Mary is kind of still on the side of Nicole in this. So,
well, yes. Well, and Mary rightfully said, I'm not going to be the manager of the office anymore like I tried to be last season.
Thank y'all,
That was a fail. She looked like a chipmunk on Adderall. She was so stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
Just squirrel, 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 squirrel. I mean, she just, it was bad.
Or a chihuahua on Adderall or a person on Adderall.
Uh-huh.
I've said the whole time, either she has such a high arousal rate, like a chihuahua, where they have to shiver to keep their body regulated, or the Adderall consumption there is unreal. I don't know what it is.
She was stressed. So that's done. Done.
Chelsea is having a party for the first time.
For the first time ever.
I cannot believe someone so self-involved as Chelsea has never had a party.
I can't believe that either.
That is the hardest jump in belief.
Also, I can't believe that she's only 30 because she puts on so much makeup.
Thank you.
She actually looks kind of, she doesn't look older. She does look older, but she just seems.
I wonder
like
if we saw her without makeup.
She would probably look very young.
Yeah. You're right. She and her energy is at least late 30s, as you said.
Early 40s, yeah.
Mid 60s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, her conservative, she's like in she's like 70. She is wearing this one-leg, it's basically just a cord with one leg and a bell bun, and the other leg is just legs and dairy on that show side.
She definitely is the heir to Christine Quinn.
She does,
as fashion.
Yeah. She does push the envelope.
It's like you combine Chelsea and Emma, and that kind of gives you an idea of what Christine used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But Emma's a little more ho-tastic. If you combine, it's like you plug in Chelsea, Amanza, and Emma, and you would kind of get an idea of Christine's fashion.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Christine could get away with things that no one could. I talk about her in storied, hushed terms. I know.
And she's a horrible person.
Of course she is.
Horrible. They meet the party planner. They're just talking about the party. She's like, I want a different color on the walls. Okay. And she's like, well, we can do that. And magicians and tarot cards and lip readers.
Okay. I thought lip readers, like someone who was deaf, reads lips.
That's what I thought at first, too.
No, it's when you press your lips on something and someone reads the lines. That is the stupidest and the most LA thing I've ever heard.
I believe in
of course you do.
I believe in this kind of stuff, but even that seems ridiculous to me. Because Emma makes a good point. Well, what if you have your lips done?
Right. Yeah.
It's not an accurate reading.
I also don't think this party planner knows what kind of party Chelsea wants to have. Because she's like, I'm thinking a masquerade theme. And he's like, it's like a sex room with naked men. And the woman's like,
so she wants Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah. And then the woman's like, so how about, I think I've got a woman who does sex toys, like a sex toy party. I'm like, we're not going to be in your MLM.
That's what she wanted to do, though. She called her friend, hey, Chrissy, I got you a gig. Don't fuck this up. I'm going to a masquerade Halloween party this year. I'm excited.
A masquerade.
Actually, by the time that this aired, I've already been. I got invited to the Waldorf Astoria. I'm doing a black and white Truman Capote party.
That sounds
I'm
fun.
Going with our friend Dawn. Of course, I could never get the invite because they don't know who the fuck I am.
Do you have to wear the mask the whole time?
I think so. Yeah, I already ordered them. Ironically, I found the mask and I ordered them from a shop in Venice that I'm actually going to get to go to when I go there in, over Thanksgiving. It's beautiful. It's like this.
Yeah, you're going to be a hardcore Republican.
No!
Y'all, someone said, I've ordered a mask.
No, it was $40 for the mask, and I'm getting the tux for free because Don hooked me up with a stylist. So I just paid for the mask.
So you wear a tux to a masquerade party?
That's what Truman Capote did. Everybody wore black tie. Huh. It was all black tie, and the women wore black gowns. And white dress gowns.
With a mask.
But then with the mask.
Well, that sounds exciting. I want to hear about that.
Well.
Hopefully you do a lot of drugs. I don't think you will.
I don't think we will.
Oh, well.
Dawn has a child with special needs. So she, if we did drugs, she said, what if I die and no one can take care of my child? That's her fear.
Yeah, sounds like a bore. Anyway, I think this woman is trying to tamp down Chelsea's sex party ideas. Yeah. She's like, how about a magician?
She did ask to repaint the Beverly Wilshire. Just what a bit. She's like, oh, I don't like the chain.
That is funny. You're right. She did ask to repaint.
One of the most exclusive properties in all of Los Angeles, Southern California.
And her mother is coming. And turns out Nicole is coming. And of course, Chelsea's like, yeah, I need to know if she's a friend or an enemy so I can know how to treat her. Because she's nice to me. She's shady to you, Emma. And she's fake to Chriselle. So I'm trying to figure out how I need to think about her.
She's trying.
I just like it how, even though I'm friends with you guys, I haven't figured out, and she treats you like garbage, I haven't figured out how I'm going to interact with her. I like it.
Anyway, I think that's all I have for them.
So there's this...
I love Mary's new house and Romaine's new house.
No, you missed the biggest reveal that Chelsea says, can I tell you something, Emma, that Nicole said about you?
Oh, thank you. I forgot.
That you are a social climber.
And she said, she's faker than the meat in my empanadas. And then it's like she looked at the camera
she's
and said,
than the meat in my
don't
empanadas.
Forget Emma's empanadas available for $24 for four empanadas at your air one.
Empanadas. So y'all, she has not invited Brie because for some reason, Chelsea has decided that she's going to opine about Bree's life, and it doesn't matter what Bree thinks.
Your coffee cup has a rabbit giving a rim job to another rabbit, and it says, live fast, eat ass.
It was given to me by a sissy.
We're some sick motherfuckers.
It's on brand.
It is on brand. So, y'all, I'm going to say this now. Drink every time they say the word social climber.
Yes.
Because it apparently is the worst insult you can give. And forget slut. Forget bitch. Social climber.
Well, the irony here is all these hoes are social
all
climbers.
All of them are.
They're on a reality show.
That's what influencing is. It's just social climbing.
And y'all, if you are upset that the whole season is going to be about the term, she called Emma a social climber and Emma's upset about that, this show may not be for you. And that is fine.
Okay, now we can talk about Mary and Romaine. Love their new house. Romaine and y'all.
I'm in the closet.
He is so hot.
God, I wish you were.
He's so fucking hot. Now, I'm just going to say this now. We don't know for sure. I am going to say, if you're watching this season, I believe, and there's I just read a synopsis later on, but I don't know. So the whole thing is we find out they're pregnant.
Yeah.
I don't know if she keeps the baby. I don't know if it, there's.
No.
She's not married.
No, she's
not pregnant.
Keep the baby.
She's not pregnant now in real life, is she?
I don't know, but
I'm just giving you a trigger because
it's not that she's not doesn't keep the baby. That's
no,
not.
Yes, I'm sorry. I think they lose the baby.
Okay.
Because in like a synopsis in like three episodes, it just says Romaine and Mary suffer a devastating loss.
Well, wait, thanks for the spoiler.
Well, I think that's an important spoiler for sissies because we have a lot of sissies in fertility journeys and all of that.
Yeah.
And I just want them to be prepared.
Okay.
Maybe not, but this is one. I got nervous when they talked about this so early.
Well, you've already talked about her not keeping the baby, so.
No, you know what? I didn't mean that. Sorry, I got Britney Spears on my mind because I just read about Britney and Justin. Oh. I can't wait for that book to come out.
That book is going to be messy.
I'm reading it and I'm listening to the audio. I'm listening to Michelle Williams read it and then highlighting. And then Chris Fair and I have already been talking about it. So, I might do a podcast with her about it. I won't.
So moving on from keeping babies. And so she's FaceTiming Amanda, and Amanda immediately says, it's going to be so healing for her. And she starts crying and she's like, because her first pregnancy was at 15.
We've never seen her son.
No, he's been on.
Oh, he has.
He's remarkably normal.
Really? Uh-huh. I bet she's a good mom.
I think Mary is probably, even though we see her on the show as a shivering chihuahua, I think she's one of the more grounded people.
I think so.
On the show, she's read that way since the beginning.
I don't think she could have been with Romaine and not be somewhat grounded because he is so, seems so.
Even though he was a model and gorgeous.
But he's like learned to do construction and he's changing he's moving the electric in the wall. That's not easy to do. Our handyman can't even do that. That's why I'm living in Santa Barbara for a fucking month.
Again, going to be a great Republican. You're so deluded. All right. Heather and Bree. Y'all, Heather has already been shady on social media. He's like, you might catch me in a few episodes. Because she's so fucking pregnant. She's going to be on maternity leave. Apparently, her client, who looks like he's 15 years old,
he's
wearing a Letterman jacket.
I don't even know what a venture fund is, and he's 20 years old, and he has one.
And I've never wanted to murder someone with my brain more than this person.
Because you felt like a complete loser? Because I did.
Yeah.
And
he's 20.
That's the deal, is he's not talking about this in an arrogant way. He's just kind of talking about like he actually understands it. And as Bree says, she was like, these kids are way different than we were.
He is a Canadian social media personality, actor, and businessman.
Good for him.
He is now 21 years old.
Well, yeah, he was 7 days away because they said he couldn't use the bar in the house that he was buying.
I should give it up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he's a TikToker, internet personality.
If you're that rich when you're 20 years old, how are you just not doing coke all the time?
I would have been dead at 25.
Yeah, well, 27. That's the magic age. But you 100% would have died.
Yeah. I did not have the level-headedness to handle this.
No.
Dispensable income like this. Anyway, y'all, did it kind of weird you out the sexual vibe that both of these women gave this boy?
I'm kind of, you know what? Men do it all the time. And Bree was like, hey. And I was like, you get yours, Bree. She's a Renaissance woman.
I guess the fact that also he's a client. And
that's
so
not appropriate. That part. The age thing, get it. But yes, I don't know if I'd be hitting on with a client. Also, it would be like you hitting on or flirting with our intern, Frank.
Well, that never happened. Remember, Frank, if you're listening, the HR hotline goes to me.
We haven't seen him in a while because I've been insane. I miss him.
I know.
We've been remote.
So y'all, I think it's also this concept that he is 20 but looks 14.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it feels.
I can't do it.
I think he would look like Noah Centineo. Is that how you pronounce his name?
He was going to be He-Man for a bit.
Great.
Yeah.
When I say a star, do you need to tell me the potential?
Like you say
Marvel
shit like
adaptations?
That. Some people care. You would say, oh, they're going to do this, I don't know, Emma Watson play about, Darcy fucking
maybe,
Shangela
but,
or whatever.
But then you also tell me about failed projects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No one said Tino's hot.
Centineo.
Whatever. He's still...
he is hot, and I've seen his penis. His penis has been everywhere.
Oh, is it a nice
penis? And I've seen it.
I bet it's a girthy one.
It's a nice penis.
They're good for him. Guess he could have been He-Man.
Lost that. So with, then we're going out to dinner, and I wrote
with
down
Emma, Bree Chriselle.
Dress. It was Bree kind of has like a classic kind of look.
Yeah, I would say it's Emma, Chriselle, Bree, and Amanza.
Yeah.
They're having dinner.
Talking about their single, their statuses.
They're all single. Emma was kind of dating this guy, Peter. We always thought it was fake. It didn't really. And she's like, yeah, that kind of sizzled out. She said, but I just want to find a best friend, but a best friend that I love.
I think that's a, put a pin in that. I think we may see something this season.
I think so too. I think we might see it for her.
And then they said, how about Michael B. Jordan? And Bree's like, did that.
Did
because
that.
Because y'all, for some reason, I think once you've been with one young black celebrity, it's like the keys to the kingdom are yours. You can fuck all of them.
I have a friend that dated Michael B. Jordan, and that's 100% true.
You've gotten into the Forbidden City.
Jeez.
So then, like, any black celebrity is yours.
Oh, I'm so proud of her. I'll never forget her saying, oh, I'm dating this guy. I don't know if you know him. His name's Michael
Shut up.
Jordan. And I went, are you kidding?
I would rather her brag than a humble brag.
Yeah, I'd rather say, I'm getting that Michael B. Jordan D.
Yeah, I do think it is like, there is no admit one
I'm getting
in this
that
club.
Black Superman D.
There, as soon as you're there,
you know he's up for the role. They're developing him. Yeah. Black, since that's what I'm doing now, just telling people
exactly
about potential roles.
Yeah, I pointed it out, and then you acted like it was normal, and you do it all the time.
You're
consistently because you know why? It's the only news you read.
Not true.
And if you read,
not
if
true.
You read, if, no, I'm saying entertainment news.
I read a lot on Ravelry.
If you read any other entertainment news, you would say anything like that.
Yes, I would. I do.
So later on, we have a very convoluted reality gaze-esque go round about the phrase, if you build it, you will come.
If you build it, they will.
And Bree's like, that's from Noah's Ark.
And Amanda's like, no, that's from Field of Dreams. And she keeps
and she's
saying,
like, it's from the Bible.
It's from the
Bible.
She's like, no, it's Field of Dreams. And she's like, no, bitch, I'm telling you, they took that from the Bible.
And so I'm imagining God's voice saying, Exodus or Genesis 40, chapter 2. And God said, Noah, if you build it, they will come. And I mean the animals. And the animals will come to you. Not the baseball thing.
Not the baseball
thing. That's going to be a lot later.
I forgot that was from the Bible, actually.
It's not from the Bible!
So it's just from Field of Dreams?
Yes!
But I'm Catholic, I was like, I don't remember reading that from the Bible. So Bree was gaslighting her.
So you didn't think I was making a joke just then?
No, I thought like it was in the Bible that God said, if you build it, Noah, they will come.
That's ridiculous.
Well, I don't know. I haven't read the Bible. Just bits and pieces.
Well, I think
I didn't have Bible quizzes like you did, so you would know.
Most of our listeners were ahead of you on that joke. So
you were indoctrinated way more than I was.
Then there are probably people listening who think that's from the Bible too.
But maybe.
I weep for our system. So just for clarification, if you build it, they will come.
It's from
not
Field of
from
Dreams.
The Bible.
It's from Field of Dreams.
Now, Noah did build an ark, and he put the animals. He didn't just blow a conch shell, and the animals ran into the ark.
I wonder if it was in the movie of Noah's Ark with, was that Charlton Heston? Who was in that?
Charlton Heston.
Oh, Charlton's. Oh, it's such a good restaurant, Oklahoma City. They used to have a black and chicken salad with ranch, and my mother loved it. She loved
what
to go have
restaurant?
A Charlton's. It was up in Norman. We go there every time we go to the city. My mom would have that and an iced tea, sometimes a Chardonnay.
Great.
It was great. Gave you nice rolls too. Anyway,
just to be clear,
they figure that. So y'all, we're bringing up drink. Speaking of drinking, we're talking about social climbing because Bree says she actually uses the word social climber, and Chriselle and Emma look at each other, and Chriselle says, well, funny you bring that up. And they tell what happened.
Yeah. Bree also has this, it seems like they kind of ask her, I feel like she's about to say, I have a contract that I can't get married again.
It is weird how she fears Nick Cannon.
Yes.
And it's like, he's just the baby daddy. Like, he ain't nothing else.
I have a feeling the financial contract for the support of the children may have something to do with her not being married again. And I feel, and I felt like it was on the tip of her tongue and she didn't want to say it.
He's so sick, he should be a Scientologist. It doesn't make sense why he's so demented.
No, it's, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
There's something wrong there. Yeah.
Fuck,
but at the same time, that's their relationship. I'm not gonna opine upon it.
I am judging him.
Yeah. There, no, he has, that's, it's reproductive abuse.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself.
never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed, have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. It's we get a little bit. Amanda is like social climber. They literally act like it's the worst. So Amanda's like, well,
it's worse than if someone called Emma poor.
Yeah, she's like, I can't believe Nicole would say that. But if she did, that's way out of line, and she should apologize. So
supposedly they've been friends forever in this sepia tinged. Past that they've had, which we know nothing about.
Nothing about. Y'all, it's the 30th of birthday party of Chelsea. There is shirtless men
the
in
the first
strap.
Birthday party she's ever had.
Ever had.
It's kind of like male Playboy bunnies in harnesses.
I'm fine with it. I might do it for my 50th. Alexander Jarvis and Kayla show up from Selling the OC.
I thought I saw them.
Yeah, it gave them a chyron and everything.
Oh.
So they're there. We don't ever have anything. Chriselle figures out that she's been saying Mary Lou because y'all, Chriselle was born in a chevron.
She was.
Literally.
Shell station.
Yeah, Chriselle. And so she's like, oh, I didn't been saying it wrong. Mary's vintage dress is ruined and she's freaking out.
Because it's the cake. It's the cake. Oh, God.
Finally, Chelsea shows up in this beautiful red outfit. It's very pretty. It's a lot of tits.
Yeah.
She kind of looks like Jessica Rabbit,
mm-hmm.
Which I think is probably what she was going for.
And her husband comes out in a horrible red. And at one point, she's like, I moved here in 2015, swiped on Tinder, and met that nerd. And I'm like, you lived the dream. Totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he gives her a Birkin bag, her first. Again, I don't believe that. And Emma just tells. There's also she introduces her mother and saying, "You're the strongest person I've ever met."
Blah. Mom's blah, great. Blah, blah. Love you, mom. She cries. Exactly. Doesn't matter. Let's get to it. Nicole's over sitting in the corner with stank face, and Emma tells Chelsea, I love you, but I have to go take care of something. So I just want to know, Emma goes to speak to Nicole while Chelsea is giving a stripper a lap dance.
Yes.
So I just want to make that clear. She's literally doing this whole involved dance with this shirtless man. Everyone's hooting and hollering. And meanwhile, Emma is talking to Nicole. And it's going to be, I would imagine, the image that I got was too... woodpeckers in drag fighting over a worm. That kind of is the image of
woodpeckers in drag.
Yes, woodpeckers in drag fighting over a worm.
I guarantee you it will happen later that Chelsea will complain about what happened at her party that disrupted the harmoniousness of what happened.
She couldn't
while
feel
she
the stripper's
was like
dick.
Mm-hmm. The decorum of her party was interrupted.
Interrupted. Mm-hmm.
She could not gyrate the way she needed to.
It fucked it up.
The wholesomeness.
By the way, I didn't know Birkin bag was a...
From Jane Birkin.
I didn't know that. I thought Birkin bag was like a type of bag, like a satchel. Or like a... You get like a beach bag or...
No, it's from, you get named like after...
A, I think it was... A clutch.
I think it... You know what?
I thought
think
Birkin bag was a genre of bag.
You keep saying Birkin. Birkin.
Birka bag.
Birkin.
That's what I said. Birka bag.
Oh, Lord.
We don't need to look it up. Sissies can tell us. But
it's an Hermes Birkin bag. So, but it was named after Jane Birkin, who used to carry them.
There you go. So, okay. So Emma goes
like a tote bag.
So Emma walks in straight into Nicole, and she's like, I just have to ask you. I heard that you've been saying stuff about me, and Nicole's like, okay. She's like, do you know what a social climber is?
Then she did say...
And it just very quickly devolved from there.
I called you that.
She's like, yes.
And then she's like, okay, keep that big ball of energy. Don't let him shrink to raise. And she's like, I don't shrink to anything. I don't drink. And then y'all, and then she said, then Chrishell comes over, of course, in Amanza. And six, and then at one point,
it just evolves with Emma being like, you just need to be happier.
You just need
to be happier. And she's like, I need to be happy. And Emma's like, yes, I, she's like, you need to be happy. She's, I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm making empanadas and I empower women.
She's like, I'm the happiest person in the world.
She's like, you don't empower people.
And y'all,
I will donate my sex toy to you. So you can go fuck yourself. She didn't say that, but she wanted to.
Y'all, and then Nicole says, you're young, you're immature, and you've got a lot to learn. This is where I can't feel sorry for Nicole. And I don't know if they're trying to get us to do that.
I feel sorry for her that the, because when Chrishell comes over, it gets nasty.
Yeah, it does.
The woodpeckers become vultures, and Chrishell saying things like, you've done everything to
your face.
You've rearranged your face with all this plastic surgery.
But like, at the same time, before that, Nicole calls Chrishell a horrible person.
Well, yes, and I want to say that, yeah. So she says that she wasn't, and Chrishell says, I was nice to you. And that's when Nicole said, you don't know what nice is. You're a horrible human being.
Right.
And that's when Chrishell said, and she's like, you don't work at all. And Chrishell's like, I make more than you in 5 minutes. And
then
she's
you like, make in 5 years.
Well, I'm not social climbing on Instagram. I'm selling houses.
Yeah. I'm not an influencer. Y'all, Nicole wants to be an influencer.
She does. And Amanda finally says she's trying, and she actually snaps at Chrishell.
Yeah.
Because she's just trying to get control, and which she apologized for. I think she's like, I'm sorry, but Chrishell, I think it's fine. But she says, Amanda does say, it is fucked up that you call Emma a social climber. And also, the fact that you say Chrishell is not a nice person, she literally is the nicest person I know. She's a great
person.
And
I don't know if I can fuck with you.
And Nicole goes, no, she's not, and looks at her and says, you're a terrible person.
That was my favorite moment of the night. And then Chelsea looks over like half down in some dick dancer's face.
Yeah, Chelsea's all like, and somewhere and Bree is not invited to this party. Y'all just counting her Nick Cannon money. Counting it. That's giving a fuck.
$1,000 bill, $2,000 bills.
They make special bills just for her. $10,000 bills. That's the show.
Yes. And that, no, we have one more to do. Because we do two of these at a time.
We do two on one show? Oh, okay. I forgot that part. You forgot how the order of it. And I forgot we do two shows on one. I forgot that. I thought we were going to do episode two.
And we do. That's why I said this is going to be a long show.
Yeah, but it's just always a long show with one show for us. Well, people are getting DP'd. Good for them.
No, but we've always done that.
I forgot. You can't laugh at me. You forgot how we did. You said before we started, I forgot how we do this. How do we talk about them?
Okay. Episode two.
Mean girl shit.
Mean girl shit. We are.
I'm not nice. I'm unkind. Take this shit and you rewind. I'm going to do me.
I'm a do me. So we are out to dinner, and it is.
Oh, my leg's numb. Here, rub my leg.
No, get it away from me.
Slap my leg. Put my blood back in it.
You can do it.
Don't.
I've got coffee.
Oh God. Yeah, as I have, I think I've spilled something in your apartment one time.
No,
whereas you spill constantly.
At least 15 times.
Not true. I broke a couch, but I did not spill a lot of things.
You've actually done spit takes in my house and spit things out.
One time.
No. So, y'all, they're kind of talking about, this is where...
This stupid condo on Beverly. Jesus.
This is where we're trying to, I think, set up two different sides. And I think it's a little clumsy.
because this is like Jason and
Mary,
and they're talking about Chelsea's party. Of course, y'all, we're talking about
there?
Things.
I think Amanda's there too. Yeah, she's there.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's there.
They're talking, and Brett's like, I've known Nicole for a very long time, and she does not deserve this vitriol. And this is the thing, Brett, you're never there.
Brett, you don't know what the fuck is going on. You're just out there fucking young girls and living life.
This is what I'm thinking. I think he might be in a relationship.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But this is why this feels like we are lining up the team. Jason and Mary's going to be in the middle of trying to explain what happens.
I love that. And I live for Mary in the middle.
And then that sounds like a 90s sitcom.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. So y'all, and that's
he's
when
just stressed out the whole time, looking like Rebecca chewing on the inside of her jaw from 90 Day.
Honey, I'll have those cupcakes for your third grade picnic today if I didn't have to deal with your father. It's Mary in the middle. And then she just, with a dish towel, she just sits on it and looks at the camera.
Yeah.
So then Marie-Lou pipes up and says,
well, if you're talking about Chrishell, she spoke to me. She only speaks to me when Jason is around. And she doesn't.
That sounds French.
Then she, it's a little German. German's more forward. They both have a uvular R.
Ah, okay.
Did you just critique my accent?
I did. It sounded French.
You have, okay, if you're going to do it.
I don't claim to be an expert of accents.
I don't either.
You do too.
I do not claim to be an expert.
Oh, please.
Do you find anywhere where I said I'm an expert on accents?
Gary!
I can do some of them.
Uh-huh.
But you will not come for me. You will not come for me.
I'm not. I will.
Because she says, Chrishell has not been very kind to me. And she says, and when I can't be friends with her. It's a bummer. It's a bummer I cannot be friends with her.
Why do they need to be friends?
Exactly. It's mean girl shit.
I think Marie-Lou is not going to be around a long time.
I know. And Chrishell said the same thing later on. And it only makes sense.
Yeah.
So later on, Nicole is talking to her husband, Brandon, who says he should have never done that. And we do find out that Amanda got sent a text that night.
From him.
That said, fuck you. So.
And they do a back and forth again because Amanda's telling them a thing that she got the text. And Amanda, I thought, made a good point instead. I don't think he would have said that to me if I had a husband or a
absolutely
boyfriend.
Absolutely not.
And that's a really good point to make of how men sometimes can talk to women that are single.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like they won't do good. But also, and when Nicole's husband told her this, Nicole said she kind of grimaced and went, kind of like, I wish you wouldn't have done that. But at the same time, I needed someone to take up for me and no one
was.
But
she stood up for me. You stood up for me.
You stood up for me. That was a very good political answer to not tell her husband, you stupid asshole, stay out of my life.
But then Heather and Bree have a mommy juice and baby juice party.
This woman is so fucking pregnant. I mean, she can barely walk. I don't know how she's walking around in heels. I'm impressed.
And remarkably, her face looks the same.
It's all just, I mean, but she is about to pop.
Yeah, she is. Also, is this, she brings her baby over, I think it's, she said Angel, it said where they, in the subtitles, I think the baby's,
his name is Angel?
I think the baby, you know the Nick Cannon child names, they run the gamut.
I feel like if you agree to have a baby with Nick Cannon, you have to agree to let him name the baby.
I had to too.
Yeah.
There's definitely powerful queen is one of those names.
I want one of those contracts to leak.
I know.
I want to know all about that.
So
I feel like that's going to be a documentary one day when these kids get older and start talking. Like 20 years from now, will be a Nick Cannon documentary.
And they want to change their
about
names.
Fucking how crazy their dad was.
Oh, I think you're right. I think that probably
did you see the new Mariah Carey thing where someone said, "Hey, Mariah, Nick Cannon said he wanted to get back, was interested in like going on a date with you." And she's like, "I didn't read that." And they're like, "Yeah, I said that he'd be interested to go on a date." She was like, "You're being stupid. That's just foolish." And just shut the, she just shut her limo door.
And when Mariah Carey thinks you're being foolish,
she's going to be at the Hollywood Bowl. I think it's already finished.
Wow. What do you mean?
I think it's done by the time already this airs. Yeah.
So, y'all, later on, and it looks at, and Bree says, the baby goes, "Mama." And then she's like, "Yeah, he hasn't said daddy yet."
The baby's cute.
And so there's all kinds of,
saw his dad twice.
There's all kinds of shade thrown at Nick Cannon, but we only go as far as the contract lets us.
At this point, he's a character on the show.
He might as well be. Last season, especially.
Now, yes.
So, Brett and Amanza are seeing a condo. This is, well, you're right. It was
this
like
stupid thing on. It's on.
I know where it is. Yeah,
it's on Beverly and WeHo. It's a fine area, but also
they're hideous.
Can I just say there is nothing like this in the whole neighborhood?
Yeah,
there is not a fucking 40-story building. It's all like 2 or 3-story buildings.
Yeah, it's a zoning nightmare.
And they built this fucking monstrosity.
They paid
in
someone
a place
off.
That doesn't. It doesn't need to be built there.
No, it's ugly.
Ugly. So, and I think it's way overpriced. $50 million.
What a brave stance.
It is. I'm taking a real estate class right now. I know.
Oh, no. That means all season we're going to be treated to your hot takes on real estate.
Yes.
Because you've taken one fucking class.
I have. The California real estate exam. I'm not going to take the exam. I just want to learn about real estate.
What a joke.
My teacher's name is Bonnie, like my mother. It is.
You're going to be talking about things like pricing and closings and escrow the whole season.
I did know when they said it, when Bree did say, and the listing agent is my friend, so it's going to be easy. And I went, I know what that is. I kind of already did.
I grew up in real estate, so I already knew.
I grew up construction. My dad built things, but my aunt sold it all, so I didn't grow up with real estate. You probably, but anyway. This class it's not hard because it's not hard, but I thought this would be like kind of a easy refresher class at UCLA Extension. It's a 600-page book, and we have to read like 3 chapters every fucking week. It is time intensive.
But
I did not expect this. And then there's a quiz.
You don't get a grade, though.
Yes, you do get a grade.
Really?
Yes.
Uh-oh, that means I know how
and
you are
I'm
about
gonna
grades.
And I'm going to get an A. You have to comment on they have to comment on a topic, and then you have to comment on their comment on the topic, and then they have to comment on your comment on the topic. It's a lot of time. I was not prepared for this, but now it's too late to drop. I'm so worried.
Are the tests open book?
They are, at least, but it's okay. It's not that it's not hard. It's just time. It takes forever to do these quizzes.
I'm glad it's open book because your recall, I'm a little concerned about.
Oh, it's not bad. I made flashcards.
Okay.
I'm not going to take longer than 10 minutes for a
Friday night making flashcards.
That's what I did in Santa Barbara, drinking a Chardonnay.
In a wrap. The blanket on your lap. So the only thing,
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Chelsea shows up and they're talking about the party, and Chelsea says, "I'm just worried about Nicole's mental health." Again, there's this weird constructed, we're lining up the chess pieces in whose team, Chrishell or team Emma, versus Team Nicole. And it feels clumsy.
And maybe, and here's the deal. Once someone brings up, I'm worried about their mental health, it shuts the conversation down.
Thank you.
No one else can talk about it. That's great. However, if Mary said that, if Amanza said that, I would believe it.
Yeah.
Is Chelsea really worried about Nicole's mental
She's
health?
She's the ultimate cipher for what producers want her to say.
Yeah.
Adam DeVello just goes and whispers in her ear, peas and carrots, peas and carrots.
Peas and carrots, peas and carrots.
So, and so Amanza says, we need to talk to Emma and Chrishell about this, like, just smashing this. I'm over it. And this is interesting. I understand why she thinks, there's talk about that it's disturbing The Office. This is episode 2. We haven't seen that yet.
We don't get the drama this quickly.
Yeah.
This almost feels like season 6.5.
Yeah, they were filmed consecutively.
And they were, yeah. And we talked about how season 6, we didn't feel like we got an ending.
Yeah, they were filmed consecutively.
So, but I mean, no, but normally even when they're filmed consecutively, I think 4 and 5 were too, but you felt like season 1 or 4 ended.
Yeah,
and then season 5 started. This feels more of a continuation.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed when Chelsea ran it. I'm glad she didn't hurt herself. Chelsea ran into the glass and and then they play the song, I'm certified gold. Certified gold. I don't know what that means.
And that was from Pink. Spelled P Y N K without the exclamation mark. Mm-hmm.
They don't do acrobatics in their show.
No. They sit down. It's a sit-down show on an old sofa.
Yes.
And they whittle. They whittle wood.
My grandpa used to whittle wood. My mama's got some things that I'm going to get when she dies.
Shocking.
She reminds me every time I see her.
When whittling, like, which is just like sticks or actual figurines?
Figurines.
I think that's called carving.
I guess that's carving. Yeah. Whittling just
whittle
it for nothing.
I believe you whittle, like you whittle away the hours.
That seems like a boring thing to do.
I agree. Carving is very different.
He was really good.
I'm sure.
I feel like you need something like that. Like
whittling?
Just something creative that has no expectation, that no one sees it.
Why bother?
That's that Enneagram 4 kicking in.
Exactly.
She wants to be seen. You know why? Because she's certified gold. Okay.
Thank you, Pink.
So, Chrishell, she comes into this weird scene with Chrishell and Jason. It's almost like they were going to fuck on the Restoration Hardware desk, or with he wanted to fuck her. Not.
And
it seems like she's over him. Like,
and it's
done.
Really awkward.
It's awkward. Y'all, she got an 8.5 listing in Malibu.
And he can't stop talking like... If you
this
have
is a
parents,
good point. This is a good
if
point.
You have parents who have a septic tank,
oh God.
They will never shut the fuck up about it.
Well, my dad was a plumber, but we had a septic
was
tank.
Was he?
He was. But we had a septic tank too, because Lone Grove didn't get sewer until like 10 years ago. So
sounds like a really well put together community.
And y'all don't have sewer either.
No, we're way out there.
Yeah.
But no, I did not live on a cul-de-sac. No, I didn't. I'm way the fuck out there.
Yeah, you're out there where like people fuck animals.
I don't know about that.
Well, you get in your bind and you see a big deer.
I don't know if that is accurate. I don't know if anyone's ever fucked an animal out of... That's really remote.
But this is a big deal. Septic Sibst. I appreciated Jay. I thought this was it. Again, we've learned about taxes. We finally are talking
tanks.
About real estate. This is a thing to think of, Malibu. You don't get roaches as much as when you have a septic system. Because that's where people don't realize that it's where most of your
sewers.
Roaches come from, your sewers.
Riveting.
Get a septic system, y'all.
I don't think that you can just get a septic system if you live in the city.
I don't think you can switch it out. No.
Yeah. I don't think you can say, I'm opting out of sewer service and just build your own septic tank.
I would prefer my own septic tank.
Well, all I know is...
You're taking care of your own shit, literally.
I was screamed at growing up for using too much toilet paper.
Oh.
Yeah, because my mother says, if I have to call that man, do you know how much, emptying the septic tank costs?
Yeah, they get emptier.
I'll let you pay for it.
Put in the chemicals to eat it. Yeah, and sometimes when it rains really bad, your septic system, it'll kind of back up your septic system.
We never had that. That sounds like Oklahoma.
Well, you were on a mountain, so the water kind of went down.
Yeah.
No one gives a shit, literally.
I'm glad you said that. Oh, that was so loud.
Oh, it's supposed to be this one. There we go.
That was so loud. I don't think they can hear that.
They can't hear that.
I'm a done.
I'm a do me.
I'm a do me.
So, y'all, then he's like, I need to bring something up to you. We've been Mary Lou and I dated me almost 8 months. Yay.
Jason's so flirty with her. And so it's weird.
And he's like, I just want to know that, I noticed that you're not as welcoming to Mary Lou as Nicole and Mary are. And I wrote down, she's German. She wouldn't know if it had happened anyway.
That's the deal.
She's
from
so
the
fucking
south.
Aloof.
So she feels like aloof to her. She's just German. That's a good point.
Yes. So, and Chriselle says, and this was the most fabulous read. I will say, Chriselle's ability to come up with insults and reads is her best adaptation.
I agree.
Like, she has evolved. She is now the apex predator of this of this ecosystem. And it is a beautiful thing to watch.
It is.
She said, if I don't really fully respect your relationship, it's because you have two full decades on her. And I've seen you date girls in this age range a lot. And I didn't think she'd get to the point where I would actually have to get to know her.
You said that actually kinder. She actually said, I didn't think she was going to make it past this point. But now that she has, I'll put in an effort.
But y'all, this was so fucking real.
And then she followed that with, and you know what? That's on me.
This is Chef's textbook. Kiss. This is how you do this and kind of sound. This is a total fucking roast. At the same time, it kind of sounded nice.
Well, but we also learned a little bit of backstory is that Marie Lou acts like Chriselle's not nice to her, but Chriselle says, how do you expect me to act? Because one time you and I were together, she was talking on the phone crying to you that you were with me.
Because you wouldn't, she said she didn't want to go to lunch with us. And then she was upset that you were with me.
So how am I expect to? I gotta say,
I'm not gonna co-parent your new girlfriend.
This is.
Oh my God! That line is scalding.
Well, she followed that with, "You didn't want to have a kid, so why do you want me to co-parent your girlfriend?" So it's even shadier. But the deal, too, is this is not Chriselle's responsibility.
Absolutely not.
This is Jason's responsibility, and Marie Lou wants to be friends with her. Because Chriselle doesn't really owe Marie Lou anything.
Also, this is, if you're going to have, you should find a way of keeping boundaries with his ex-girlfriend.
Yes.
You should not, what you're doing is keeping your friends close and your enemies closer, Marie Lou, and I see you.
And why, it's not like, Chriselle's with G-Flip and happy.
Yeah.
And queer now.
Yeah.
So, like, she's good, bitch.
Well, I think, and then Chriselle says, this is the coup de grace. She says, I'm more than happy to not be around if that makes your life easier, Jason.
And Jason goes, no, I don't want that. That I would end up resenting her.
Well done, Chriselle. You won that round.
And Chriselle said, followed that with, well, maybe that's the problem.
And she was talking about how much I value your opinion and, oh.
Okay, Poodle, I got to ask you a question. On a scale of 1 to 10, how obscenely drunk have you been at Gracias Madre?
A 9.
Oh.
Yeah, I've been at a 9 before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all, Poodle, she sprayed her ass spray on that place. It's one of your date places, isn't it?
It is.
I don't think I've ever been. Where is it?
It's in WeHo. It's right across the street from, like, it's where Pump and Sir and all of them are.
I've never been.
It's good. It's plant-based.
Ah, okay.
So I always have to go to, like, tacos afterward.
Because you're hungry?
Yeah. Yeah. It's got good drinks, though. And gay as fuck waiters.
We meet one of them.
Chris, my favorite was when
he was cute.
Emma showed up and she went, he's like, welcome to the party.
At the party with his dangly earrings.
I can't tell if that was sarcastic or not.
If you were a 20-year-old in Los Angeles right now,
I'd have a dangly earring.
You would have a dangly earring. Yeah. You would.
It's almost out now, I feel like. It's hopefully getting out. I'm so sick of them. I think they look dumb. And they look like they could get caught in things.
I kind of like them only because...
They remind you of Bartice?
No, I think they're dumb in a lot of ways. But I like them because... And I like that straight men are wearing them because I know that that challenges some men that think that looks feminine to have a dangly earring.
Not out here, but
not out
maybe.
Here, but when they see... But guys besides in LA are, you know, douche bro guys are wearing this in fucking... Dallas, Houston.
Yeah, you're right.
So I like that they're probably fucking with like toxic masculinity in those places. That's what I like about them. I'm ready
but
for men.
Weirdly,
I want straight men to wear fucking gold hoops.
Weirdly, they use that to
be more masculine.
No, they throw women off the scent that they're actually a douche bro.
Yeah, they think. Yeah.
Yeah.
But now we know dangly earrings are douche bros.
Yeah. So anyway.
Y'all, it's Amanza and Nicole. And oh, my phone died. My thing died. I gotta lose my phone.
Jesus.
Go ahead. I'll find my notes.
Must we do this every time? Can we just not plug in our appliances?
I'm living in two places right now. Sometimes things aren't charged.
That was so bitchy. But I respect it. You know what? If you come at me with that energy, I'm going to back off.
I just got a text that said, hello, I'm back in America. How have you been recently? Now, for me, I know that's junk text. But for you, you have to stop and consider, don't you?
I said I would have to think, who is that? Javier? Franco? Not Gustav. They would, but usually there would be, it would be a dick pic attached.
Oh,
so, yeah. I
you
would
remember
know.
The dick.
Yeah.
You must remember dick.
As ass goes by. So y'all.
Certified gold.
Certified gold. So they're talking about the text that Amanda's, she's like, I got to tell you, your husband. Sent me a text saying, fuck you. And Nicole's like, yeah, I'm sorry about that, but I kind of needed a friend and you didn't stand up for me. And Amanda says, I joined the conversation because of what you said about MR and about her being a social climber. And it's so interesting how the next thing, the way Nicole and Christine, both of them behave when they're backed into a corner is similarly. They start backpedaling and spewing out information. Christine's better at it than Nicole. But Nicole says, well, Chrishell gets away with murder.
Yeah.
And it's like, y'all, that's the worst type of whataboutism.
It is.
And it infuriates me. And basically,
and Amanda kind of denies that. And then Nicole follows that up with, well, I just got to let you know. Don't tell them. It broke me.
It broke me.
And again, Amanda's like, well, how do I respond to that? Because yeah. You're saying it broke you. I'm trying to be a good friend to you. Like Amanda said to her, Nicole started to apologize. And she even said, Amanda said, you don't need to apologize to me. You're fine.
Oh, what a boss move
what
by Amanda.
Boss.
The other thing when she says, bless you. Me. It says, Chrishell, it broke me. And Amanda says, I'm sorry I didn't have your back. And then they're okay, it looks like.
Amanda says, I've known her this long and it hurts me to see her. And she says, the whole thing has gotten out of hand. We just need to get everyone together and get everyone to calm. You need to calm. Juliana, calm down as the chicks sing.
Is that a...
It is.
Okay.
It was on their latest album, Juliana, Calm Down. It's great.
Is that a single?
It was.
Okay. Just checking.
It was. It's not a single.
I'm just saying when things...
Most of the time they are.
When things aren't singles...
Just the other day I told you, I said, you would not know that song, Poodle. That is not a single.
And that's fine. I'm saying when I...
But
when
you
I,
don't know country music.
That's true. But when I ask you, I'm usually asking for the relevance to our audience.
I am. So. And a lot of our audience listens. They still love Maddie's Honky Tonkin' Mix on Spotify. I just got a thing saying, people are listening. By the way, y'all, did y'all know that Poodle and I have mixes on Spotify?
We do. I have... Poodle's Gay Club Glitter Mix Volumes 1 and 2.
1 and 2. When you need to feel your homosexual roots, and if you want to go to your country roots, I have a 5.5 hour mix of Maddie's Honkin' Tonkin' Mix.
So when you're driving
your father from Ardmore to Houston, it'll get you there exactly on time.
Might not uplift you.
Oh, it will. Okay. I made it very positive.
Okay. There's not a lot of songs about fathers and wishing they'd done things with their sons.
No, it's just, I did put on After He Died, Conway's Twitty, That's My Job, because I sang it at his funeral.
I still find that being one of the strongest, strangest things.
People loved it. Well, my speech teacher said, that was a beautiful song. I said, well, it's Conway Twitty. She went, oh, I thought you wrote it.
I wrote that song. Okay, so then...
Now, Emma, Chrishell, Chelsea, Amanza, right?
Yes.
And Jason.
And this house that, what's-his-name, is going to donate. James
For
Goldstein.
Once, a beautiful home that I would love to live in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of movies were filmed here, Jason says, including one of my favorites, The Big Lebowski.
Of course.
Because that's what men say is their favorite movie, right?
It is. That or Shawshank Redemption.
Y'all...
Although they're both great movies.
That is... You ask your boyfriend or husband what their favorite movie is, straight man,
it's a basic male movie, as a basic woman would say. Yeah. The Notebook.
Yes. I don't think The Notebook is a lot of our listeners' favorite movies.
As a basic.
Oh, okay. But I think it's harder for straight men to be basic because they're just so...
They're allowed to be basic.
Well, no, I'm saying I don't know if you can apply the term basic to straight men because they're all that way.
It is. It's like the Roman Empire thing. They all think about the Roman Empire.
And
or Hope Floats, although I have a good friend who loves Hope Floats.
I've never seen that movie.
It's a great movie. No, that's
great. I doubt it's great.
Our friend Susan would argue with you.
I'm going to say that now.
Oh, Susan's going to come for you now.
I don't think I would call that movie great.
Harry Connick Jr., he's hot.
But does that mean it's great?
I've never seen it.
And don't come at me.
And I love Sandy.
Don't come at me.
Okay, so Jason says, he's donating this. I love this if he actually donates this house to LACMA. That's fantastic. I would love to go in and see this house.
But y'all, it doesn't matter because their 10-year anniversary party is here. Again, we're not interested in learning about the house.
Again,
we're interested in the club.
Right when they start talking about taxes, sewer systems, LACMA.
Frank Lloyd Wright.
Nope, it's a 10-year anniversary. So Chrishell doesn't feel great and she sits down. We don't know. Put a pin in that.
Yeah, I think we're going to see that too.
Chrishell's going to have a health scare. The only thing I can think of that she didn't want to say... But maybe her and G Flip are trying to have a baby.
Mm.
They're not married yet, are they?
No.
I could see them not getting married, but just being together in a baller move.
Yeah. Maybe they did. Maybe they did get married.
I think pulling a Kurt Russell on Goldie Hawn moves is way better. That's a baller move. You don't got to get married. You're just together for 30 years.
Because they never got married. Yeah.
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 You weren't together because you had to.
So later on, y'all, they're trying to bring everyone together, this is the way this is handled. Does feel bad to me because there, it almost feels like Chelsea, who doesn't really have a lot of emotional capital with Chrishell at all, says, "Yeah, I think you guys just need to get over this and bury the hatchet and fuck this up."
Well, she said that eventually, but she did start out and say, you know, it's always nice if someone says she did it. I thought she said in a good way, if someone starts a conversation with, I'm sorry, it brings it down a notch. So then you can have a conversation.
That I agree with. But what if you're not sorry for anything?
And Chrishell is not.
Yeah.
And Chrishell is not.
I don't believe in saying I'm sorry when I'm not sorry.
I think the only point to this is but when do they think about professionalism, y'all? Is that they work together. So it's like, and it's the difference of if they all, this would be a very different conversation if they all needed this job.
Right. That's a strong argument.
If you had to have a job.
Right.
But I mean, I feel like that's the way Chelsea is talking from. Like,
right.
We all have to have this job. We all have to work together. So in that situation, you would eat a little crow to get along. None of them have to do this.
Right.
So yeah. Why should Chrishell say she's sorry when she's not sorry for anything?
And Chrishell, and then because Chrishell doesn't want to, they kind of attack her and she leaves and Helmuth has a panic attack.
Yes. Yes. The neighbor, she's working on something. And Chelsea says, I think the person that initiates has the bigger balls. But Amanda does say, which I think it's a valid point, they are really mad at her. And I will say one of probably Emma, we don't see a lot of it, but one of Emma and Chrishell's favorite things to do is to shit talk Nicole and be a little chatty Cathy about it. And because Amanda says, this isn't funny anymore. It's affecting the rest of us. So
right.
When y'all do that, it is affecting our workplace. What? And I do think that Emma and Chrishell have to acknowledge that and their role in that.
But why?
They don't have to say I'm sorry, but they need to change their
language. Where is the person going to Nicole saying, you need to say I'm sorry?
I think Amanda I think we will probably see that in the next episode, but I doubt it'll happen because Nicole.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen either.
This feels like to me the thing that would make things work best is to get them in the same room and have someone facilitate, like Amanda. I always say Amanda.
I go back and forth.
And say, can we just talk about how things got this way and why, what you feel, and you can't talk at each other?
I don't know if that's helpful. Because every time they bring back the past, they get so... I would almost want to say, if we started... Not fresh, but if we had kind of like a beginning, what would you want your relationship with, if you had to have a working relationship with Nicole to be like? Nicole, what do you want your working relationship with Chrishell to be like?
But obviously there's so much in the past they both feel wronged by, they can't move on. I don't think that would work either.
I don't think they're ever going to move on from anything in the past.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, because the past is a purse. It's a purse. We wish them the best. It's not going to get fixed.
That's the show.
It's not going to get fixed. That was your DP, your free DP of Selling Sunset season 7.
Your free P.
Your free P.
I love P when it's free. I don't pay for it, though.
I don't knock until you tried it.
No. Cheapens it for me.
Unless you're paid.
That's different.
And on that note, y'all.
I'm acting in my professional capacity.
Y'all follow us on realitygaze.com. Go to our website. Follow us on the social media. Social media. You can find us there. Tell Chris, if you're friends with Chrishell or G Flip, tell them we love them and we want to talk to them.
I would love that.
Because I love G Flip too.
Agreed.
I gotta say, if I saw G Flip in public, I would fan them. 100%.
And I would have to be there with a taser because you're kind of a little scary when you come
They're
to
They're talented.
Yeah, right. But I'm saying the image of you can be a lot when you're, my mother would say, you come on like a truckload of turkeys.
No!
Exactly. That's kind of what it's like.
All right, everybody, we're going to jump into episodes 3 and 4. And if you want to hear that, you got to subscribe to RG Plus at the $5 tier, which is called the poo-poo platter.
Poo-poo platter.
You'll get to vote in our Buy Curious. You'll get to vote in all of our polls.
I need to do that tonight.
You'll also get to get a classic, classless episodes of 90 Day Fiancé. You'll get Selling the OC. You'll also get all of Love is Blind.
Mm-hmm, the season we just finished.
Oof.
Perhaps the messiest motherfuckers they've ever dug up.
Woo. All right, everybody. We'll see you then next episode. Until then,
I'm a bad bitch. I sell house because I'm a doombie.
Doombie. I'm a boss, I'm a bitch, and I'm awesome, I shine like glass.